This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Incredibly stupid take. You suck.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number two, a rambunctious first hour in the books. If you missed any of it, check it out on the podcast later at the Team 980 on the Odyssey app or at the Team980.com. Or I suppose you could listen on Rewind and catch up with the show. Just got some breaking news. I was stopped in the hallway by Landfill. And then sure as you know what, I checked it out during the middle of us kicking the NFL in the onions to no end, to oblivion, because they deserve it, because they're the dumbest league on planet Earth. And yet they completely hoodwink and sucker all of you people. The NFL just announced that Hard Knocks in season is going to feature the New York Giants.
The NFC East.
Oh, wait. It's not just the Giants?
No, and you knew that.
Oh. I thought, AMAC, it went so well the last time that they would try and roll it back again.
You know, our general manager actually spoke on that recently, too.
I know.
It went... Yeah,
that's your general manager, not our general manager. No,
you're an undercover New York fan. We've talked about this. Like, stop hiding it. The secret's out now.
It's not my general manager. I have nothing to
it's
do with
it. It's our general manager.
The Washington Commanders, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be featured on Hard Knocks in season. In season, with the NFC East coming this December. On HBO and Max and Stream on Max and all that stuff. So there you have that. Landfill asked me if I was upset. No. Why would I be upset? Why would I be upset? I think it'll be interesting. I mean, hopefully the Commanders will be very relevant. All right, back to the phones we go. Get your thoughts in on the tush push and the stunning lack of common sense as usual by the NFL and the Green Bay Packers. And again, AMAC asked me real quickly at the end of last hour if they amended the line of scrimmage issue that I've been bitching about and that others have bitched about. If they enforced that, would that help? Yes, it would help. Yes, it would limit the effectiveness of the play. I don't know how much, but it would. So in lieu of not being able to eliminate the play, which should have never been the push to begin with, it should have been to amend the components of the rule or of the play. Yes, I think that would help without eliminating the play. All right, let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore to kick off hour number two. Stevie Ray, we'll get to everybody else. I see you, Teddy, Bichon, Tom, Lou, Rudy, Paulie, Mark. We'll get to everybody. Just hang in there, but we start with Stevie Ray. What up, Stevie Ray?
What up? just listening to all this whining, crying, all of this stuff. It's just, it's frustrating. I mean, one, Chris, the stuff you're coming up with, that's great, that's fine, but it ain't going to do nothing about it now. There's nothing going to be done about it. What you guys are doing is all crying, and the milk's already on the floor.
So, like, let me ask you this. A vote just got passed or didn't pass an hour and a half ago. Should we not talk about what was wrong with the proposal or what was wrong with the concept?
No, what you talk about is what you do about it.
Well, I can't do anything about it.
No. Let me finish. You don't. I have been saying this ever since I watched the Tush Push the first time I ever saw it, and people cried about it. If you don't like it, stop it. If you can't stop it, do it yourself. Why? What in the world keeps the Washington Commanders, every single time they get into that situation, take a J.D. Daniels out, put it in, and do exactly the same thing? If every single team in this league does what the Eagles will do, then they will turn around ASAP and they will change it, because people then will have a problem with it. You only got the Eagles doing it. Everybody else is just yelling at the Eagles. You're yelling to a wall. Do it yourself until they change the rule. Now, as far as what you're talking about a guy with the center over the top of the ball, I put a man, or if I'm the coach, I'm standing next to the referee looking down the line of scrimmage, and if I see, I'm going to see the same thing that referee is seeing, and I'm going to yell in his ear and say, that guy's offside, and I'm going to get him to throw the flag, okay? Those are the only two things you can do about it. Other than that, all this other stuff is just crying over something that's already done. We're not going to do it yourself. Start doing it yourself, right?
Okay. I mean, not every quarterback is built the same. I would assume the reason why
you don't need a quarterback. I heard that before too. You don't have to have a quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. You can put a tight end back there.
You could take
a tackle and make him eligible and stick him in there at 350 pounds and let him do it.
You could.
There's nothing in the rules that says that the guy behind center snapping the ball has to have a two-digit number. It could be anybody you want. And I've been hearing that too. They say Hurts is the only guy in the league that can run the play. My crappy is you can put anybody behind the line of scrimmage, and then you've got a 300-pounder, a 300-pounder, a 300-pounder, a 300-pounder. You got 1,500 pounds going at these people. Sooner or later, the NFL is going to look at it and they're going to say, this is not what football is. Then they'll change the rules. They're not changing the rules because of Philadelphia, and they've always been on Philadelphia's side, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
It's time. So let's go and do it to them.
Okay. All right. I got you. I appreciate it. I mean, I disagree with you, Stevie Ray. I think the play should be modified, and then it won't be an issue. But I understand what you're saying. I personally would not want Jaden Daniels doing that. I mean, you want a Debo Samuel me? You want a Ben Sinnott me? Fine. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to, let me see here. Mark is in Largo. I think he's been on hold the longest. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? You know what? In your rant that you had, I agree with the last caller. I think the last caller does make a good point about that. But let me say this. In the rant that you've been having, that you went like for half hour and you've been talking about for the last hour, you forgot to say one important thing, which probably put a stop to everything that was going on right here. You forgot to mention that Jason Kelce and the Philadelphia Eagles were campaigning to keep the Tush Push.
Yes.
And they were lobbying everybody at the meeting for about a week. They've been working. And this is probably why Green Bay took so long to get it out. Green Bay probably had it ready 3 weeks ago. But when they found out that Jason Kelce and the Eagles were lobbying to keep the play, they were like, well, what are we going to do? I mean, I guess we got to put it in there. So, I mean, I see where you're coming from. But if you're going to talk about that, you have to mention And then you set up and say, oh, well, I don't blame the Philadelphia. Yeah, you should blame the Philadelphia Eagles. Because Jason Kelce and the Eagles started lobbying for this. And they did this all day. They've been doing this for the last couple of weeks. And that's why I think Green Bay took so long to get everything out.
That's fair. That could possibly be. I didn't know what the effect of Kelce showing up. And
it has a lot of effect. Look. This is a community of brothers of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they see somebody, like you said, like we always know, when you see people up there saying, nah, maybe not this year, maybe next year. Now, here's my answer to that. I agree with the last caller. This is what I would do. I would bring four offensive linemen to line up against my defensive line right behind them, and their objective is simple, to push them. If they're going to push, we're going to push. And you push back, and you go on about your business. And I agree with the last caller when he said, if you're lining up in the neutral zone, that's up to Dan Quinn to say, look, you see what's going on right there? He's lined up on the neutral zone. Look at that.
Do we know that Dan Quinn has not said that to officials? Or that any other head coach has not said that to officials? They've got to call it.
We don't.
They've got to enforce it. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we don't know.
Right about that.
So again, if the league, okay, so AMAC kind of presented this at the end of last hour, like I said, as I was walking away, about maybe changing, again, the enforcement of the rule. So I've identified, mm-hmm. I think more than me, have identified two major component problems of the play. Excuse me. If you're not going to be able to eliminate the play as is, then it's up to the league to study the play and the reason why it's effective and to enforce through the competition committee what we're going to call and what we're not. We see it every preseason. Oh, we're going to really enforce A, B, whatever it might be. They do it every year, and people bitch and moan and scream and whine and cry about this and that. If they did that, if they enforced at least the part that they can enforce, which is the illegal lining up, I guarantee you the play won't be as successful as it currently is.
Or what you could do, Chris, is like I said, bring in, make sure your offensive linemen check with the officials. You bring them in on this play, so Philadelphia has something to think about. If they see four big offensive linemen lined up right behind defensive linemen, I guarantee you they're going to be like, well, should we run the tush push or should we go to an audible, do something? And they could do that too.
Yeah, well that would be the scary part, right? Because they line up in the tush push alignment, they see that, and then all of a sudden they spread you out and you're screwed. If I'm getting what you're saying, you know,
Chris, you should do stand up, man. Know. You know that.
I try.
You stand up.
I try. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you. Love you, man. Appreciate you. I appreciate the passion. Listen, again, the NFL stupidly allowed. The real reason why this play works is the pushing and the shoving. And the carrying, and the poking, and the prodding, and the pulling. That's why it works. The enforcement of the neutral zone is a second additive to it. So I give the Packers some credit for trying to get rid of the real problem. They just did it too late. They didn't curry enough influence. And nobody in the NFL is smart enough to think about it because, again, they have their heads so far up the asses of the Netherlands in the nether regions so that they can make more money. See, this doesn't cost them money. They love this because it gets us talking about them instead of the conference finals on May 21st. They love this. As soon as it starts costing them money, I guarantee you they'll change it. All right, more calls. Let's go to Tom in Columbia. Next up, what up, Tom? How are you?
I'm sorry, I thought about it after, but I didn't mean it like that.
Tom?
I said it.
Tom is not paying attention. I don't know what's going on there. Let's go to Bishon in Clinton. What up, Bishon? How are you?
What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Nice, what's shaking?
The show. All right, push on, go Birds. I know some people are not going to like that. I'm enjoying the call as an Eagles fan. And, of course, I'm not being biased. You're giving credit to people or teams like the Packers for trying to stop it. A couple of you callers that called before, I really agree with some of their statements and some of their analogies. If you have the proper personnel and you're a team that knows it's coming, like you said, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, put the proper personnel in. I'm not going to blame the NFL for wanting something that does be that is entertaining, like one of your other callers said. So, and we don't need that to, for us to be successful. We have a quarterback, like you said, that can probably bench, I don't know how many pounds, a running back that can run the tush push. A lot of teams I give props to, not the Packers, but the Ravens, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Lions, teams that did not vote for it. Mm-hmm. When you're in the trenches, you got to give an opportunity to just move the football. We score so many ways. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard. That is not the success of our team. But like the gentleman said, if you can't stop it, we're going to keep doing it.
All right, and it's successful. But do you understand my point, right, that I have no problem with the Eagles doing the play and running the play and being as good and as dedicated because they're allowed to run the play with weird, quirky, stupid, in my opinion, rules, right? That's not an Eagles problem. That's an NFL problem. Now, if you say, well, if you don't like it, just stop it, sure. Yes, that's the most elementary thing that you can say, and yes, teams have to figure out how to stop it.
But you said Kelsey, real quick, why do you think the other teams that did not vote for it did not vote against it? Because Kelsey doesn't have that much influence,
right?
That he's going to get other teams to vote.
Well, I don't know. I don't know is the answer, but I would guess in Baltimore, right? You have Derrick. I mean, Lamar doesn't really run that a whole lot, but you have Derrick Henry and. If you're allowed to, again, continue to push and shove and pull and yank and guide and assist players, not just the quarterback.
You do that. You're a commander fan. There's going to be situations when your team is going to need that. Jalen Daniels is athletic. I watched it all year. He's a dangerous quarterback. When there's going to be situations when you guys can do it, like the caller said, you're going to do it. So I believe when teams do it and have a more successful rate at it, mm-hmm. they probably would enjoy it. So the 22-10 vote, I want to know the other two teams that did not.
Yeah, I don't have that information yet. But
yeah, no, I looked at ESPN. I know that there were two teams.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned those teams. Yeah. But I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. I got to go.
I appreciate you.
Thanks for the time.
No problem. And again, I want to be clear, not against the Eagles. The Eagles are just taking advantage of a bad play. Or a bad set of rules, a bad system. That's it. And they do it better than everyone else, and they do it more frequently. You know, if there's a system in place at your place of employment that allows someone to get an advantage over another, then they should be allowed to do that. If it's like about making money, if you're in a sales position and there's, I don't know, a software system that allows... And one's using it, one's not, then the one that's using it is being creative, is being aggressive. That's the Eagles. I got no problem with the Eagles. The problem all along has been, as usual, with the NFL. And the Packers being a day late and a dollar short. I don't know why. Maybe they were scared off a little bit by Jeffrey Lurie. Maybe they were scared off a little bit by Jason Kelce. I don't know. They shouldn't have been. Believe in what you know is right. Believe. You went to this place. You didn't have to. You went to this place. Don't come up with something as silly as player safety and pace of play when that has nothing to do with anything. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, in case you missed it, the big news that some of you might care about more than the real big news, not me, but some of you, the New York Giants are going to be the star of Hard Knocks in season.
You got so many jokes.
And the Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles, and Dallas Cowboys will be joining them. The good news is, think about this, guys. The good news is we're going to get to see lots of ping pong, right? The Commanders had the ping pong table back in the locker room after Ronald Eugene got rid of it, smartly. The Dallas Cowboys, just yesterday, they let the media into the locker room, and they were all taking pictures and showing that Brian Schottenheimer believes in camaraderie. He believes that a ping pong table is conducive to success. That bit, that initial criticism that I had back in, I don't know, 2017, has gotten so much mileage. Everyone just sends pictures to me every time a team or media announces that a team is either getting rid of a ping pong table or putting in a ping pong table. I get littered with it. It's so funny. So many people reached out last night when they saw that the Cowboys were doing that. So we're going to get to watch a lot of ping pong, I guess. Yay. But make no mistake about it. That's a Hard Knocks is a money-making venture. Not directly, but it is designed to expose the identity, the shield, the logo, the team. To make you a fan of the team. by giving you inside access and behind-the-scenes look. It's not designed just for your entertainment. It's designed to get buzz. It's designed to get more fans involved, to buy more jerseys, to buy more hats, to buy tickets, to say, oh, you know what? I don't really have a favorite NFL team. I really like that guy and that team. Or, you know what? I'm disenchanted with my team. I'm going to buy a Giants hat or Giants jersey. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, support your team, Rooster.
That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, with the Tush Push, if they noticed like a 10% drop with the ratings in advance of the Tush Push with all of their fake data from Nielsen, whatever it is, if they noticed a 10% drop, they would get rid of it yesterday. Because all the league cares about is making money. That's it, period. That's it.
America, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get another call or two in here. Let's go to Teddy in Silver Spring. Hello, Teddy. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Teddy?
I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on, man, with what you're saying in terms of the officials. But the way I see it is twofold. One, if they would call the neutral zone infraction, mm-hmm. that's one thing. The other thing is they seem very liberal and very subjective when they blow the whistle or not blow the whistle when forward progress is stopped. It seems like forward progress is stopped a lot of times, and then someone can jump on your back and push you forward, you know, 5 minutes later.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
If they would do those two things, then I don't really have a problem with the Tush Push, because I think that it would negate it, some of the effectiveness of it. But when you got forever to push somebody in a yard forward after you look like you're stopped in the backfield, it doesn't you can't have both.
That's fair, Teddy. I didn't think about, I guess, that component of it. To me, most of the time that I see the Tush Push, they are pushing off the snap, right? Not after the initial bottle up, but certainly there are times where the push, the shove, whatever, comes after the initial resistance and after the initial bottle up. So you're right. Maybe that can be a point of emphasis. We can't change the rule. The amended proposal did not pass. We can emphasize forward progress being stopped. I think that's a pretty good suggestion on your end. I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teddy. I appreciate the phone call. Makes sense, right? Hey, Mac, that makes sense. I mean, initially, you allow the shove. Mm-hmm. If forward progress is met in the eyes of the official, right? And again, this is where it's subjective, then either the play has to be whistled dead, which is what it should, or a secondary push, shove, pull, rip, whatever, can't be allowed.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's subjective. It's in the eyes of the official. Which, if we just simply get rid of the ability, which the Packers did try and do at the last second, if we simply try and get rid of that and enforce that, again, that has to be voted out now. It wasn't. If we do that, then, you know, again, I think the competition committee, I think the officials can emphasize the line of scrimmage nature. I don't think they certainly can't change the rule without a vote, but they can. I wonder if they can emphasize and tweak the nature of the shoving and pushing without a rule actually going into place, to Teddy's point. 301-230-0980. I tell you what we're going to do. Take a quick timeout, do a quick trending alert, and then we'll have another full segment of your phone calls, and we'll try and get to everybody and knock everybody out. And probably come 3 o'clock, I want to move on to some other things, including a big win for the Nationals, but also a big injury. We'll do that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so once again, as we've been talking about all afternoon, NFL owners voting against eliminating the tush push, 22-10. We don't know how the Commanders actually voted, but several teams joined, the Philadelphia Eagles, including Baltimore, New England, the New York Jets, and others. Again, 10 teams needed a negative vote to eliminate the tush push, and it will live at least for this year. Meanwhile, Hard Knocks, as we just mentioned, is going to feature the Buffalo Bills during training camp and the NFC East during the season, which means all four teams from the NFC East, including the Washington Commanders, will be a part of Hard Knocks in season in December down the stretch of the season. At Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Notre Dame in Wisconsin will get it on September the 6th of 2026, so a year from this upcoming September. It is the first college football game at Green Bay's Lambeau Field in a decade. Meanwhile, the Nationals look for 5 in a row tonight if the rain holds out against the Atlanta Braves at 6:45 over on 106.7, the Fan, after taking the series opener last night and getting to Spencer Strider early tonight. They'll face A.J. Smith-Schuyer against Trevor Williams in the pitching matchup. Again, 6:45, scheduled first pitch, again, pending the rain. Tressway of the Commanders scheduled to throw out the first pitch, so make sure you get out there early and support our guy. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Philadelphia offensive line can't carry the hog's jockey strap.
A jockey strap. I love the jockey strap. That's a good little montage there you put together, eh, Mac? Not bad for a Giants fan.
It's funny because I like look up and I'm like, thank you. And then you just hit the backhand of the compliment.
I mean, AMAC, you know, you got to understand that if you're going to work with me, I'm going to have to bust your chops a little bit.
Yeah. No,
I mean, you're just going to have to understand.
It's good. I'm glad week one, it's like it's all going to be.
Yeah.
It's either going to be terrible for me for the rest of the season, or we're going to get it out the way, and I'm going to come in here proud and have so much to say.
Is it true that you entered some sort of weird ass bet with Jeff Funny? What's his name? Jeff So Funny?
Yeah, Jeff Too Funny.
Jeff Too Funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. What happened here?
You know exactly what happened.
No. The audience needs to know.
So me and Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
Went on a wager
What did I call him? Jeff So Funny.
Jeff, I don't know what you were saying. I thought you were trying to be funny.
I'm such an idiot.
But, we went on a wager because, as our fans know, as our listeners know, the Giants play the Commanders week one. I'm a Giants
Jeff's
fan.
Jeff's a Commanders fan. Sure.
Yes. Exactly.
So what's the wager?
So the wager is the loser has to eat as many hot dogs as they lose by. So when the Giants beat the Commanders by 7 points week one, Jeff Too Funny will have to eat seven, as they like to say, glizzies.
Is it seven glizzies with the bun, though, I assume, right?
Yeah, see, this is the difficult thing. Also, the loser has to wear the opposing team's jersey.
Oh, right.
Throw that in there.
So when the Commanders beat the Giants 40-3, you're going to have to eat 37 glizzies with a Commanders jersey on you. Is that right? Is there a time limit here, or
yes, that would have to happen. In another
universe. Is there a time limit here, or are we just going to ignore a time limit? Like, are you Joey Chestnuts or whatever his name is?
No, I am not Joey Chestnut. No, I am not. And also, I do have help. There is another Giants fan in on the wager that will split
the glizzy amount.
Brian on...
As in our Brian?
No.
Or white Brian?
Yes, I didn't want to say white Brian.
Oh, but that's what they call him.
Yeah.
I mean, just for, you know. Because white Brian, as JP calls him, not what I chose to call him, is just how he's known. He's a Giants fan as well. So if the Giants lose...
Giants fan like me and you.
If the Giants lose by seven... You two have to split eating seven glizzies.
In an alternate universe where the Giants lose by seven.
Commander's jersey.
In some fantastical universe that Commanders fans sometimes visit. Yes, I would have to eat seven glizzies. Well, split seven glizzies with Brian.
Why do the kids call it glizzies? What am I missing here? How did that come about? Is there like some sexual reference to that I don't know about? we can't really get into that on the radio.
Let's take some of these calls.
Okay.
Let's take some of these calls.
All right, you can tell me off the air. I think, is Tom in Columbia back with us? I think we went to Tom earlier. Tom, you back with us? I don't think Tom is back with us. This is so disappointing. I like Tom's calls. I will try. Hey, Mac, talk to him and tell him we tried to go to him a couple of times, but... it hasn't worked. Let's get to Paulie next up. Hello, Paulie. How are you? Happy New York Knicks Eastern Conference Final Day.
F you, Russell. Don't talk about my Knicks. Hey, bing bong. You talking about the bricks? Don't jump on the bandwagon now,
I,
man.
I hope Reggie Miller comes out of the stands. And I hope Reggie Miller comes out of the stands and buries 9 3-pointers.
Your Long Islanders have banned you to come back. You can't go back to Long Island, bro. Until you start claiming the Giants again. You know that's your squad, man. Hey, Mac, man. Boy, I feel sorry for you, man, because you're going to have a lot of wins in your mouth. Pause. You know what I mean? And then we're going to rename the Glizzy Giants.
Could you imagine if these two clowns have to eat 38 hot dogs?
Oh, they gonna have to eat a lot of hot dogs, man. They're going to have a lot of weenies in their mouth.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Look, listen to this, man.
Let's talk about this tush push, man. First of all, Russell, I was about to get on you for starting the show attacking your listeners. But after listening to some of these crazies, I want to attack them too. But I'm going to say this, man. First and foremost, right, one thing we know about this league is they're all about offense. So for them to have to distract a play, and it's an offensive play, you're going to have to move heaven and earth to get them to do it, all right? So that's one reason why there's a lot of hesitancy to get rid of this play,
mm-hmm.
all right? Second thing is, everybody's right, man. You know, you preach it to the choir about this. You know, offsides is offsides. That shouldn't be a debate. That's how you clean that play up. Call offsides, call there's not enough men on the line of scrimmage or it's too many or whatever, but you clean the play up. Nobody wants you to get rid of the play. We want you to clean the play up so it actually looks like a play. All right? That's all. And that goes back to officiating. That goes back to the league enforcing officiating. You know, I mean, that's common sense. Now, I will say this. If I had a vote, I was one of the teams, I wouldn't have voted for this amendment neither. I would have been one of the 10 teams that didn't vote for it. Because if you look at, why would I want another subjective call on the field that's going to end up in a penalty? Because this is the whole key what the Packers did wrong. They said that you can't push, pull, pro, or whatever you said, Russell, anywhere on the field. So now you're saying 20, 30 yards down the field, and we've seen these plays, you're going to have a offensive player, you know, subject to injury because you got a gang of defensive players holding them up, piling up on them, pause, and all them types of things. And now you're going to call a flag for it? So now you're making another – they can't even get the obvious plays like offsides, right? So now you're going to give them another subjective play to have to call, and it's going to result in the penalty? So the amendment should have just been this, right? No offensive player can push, pull, or grab another offensive player behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And if that occurs, then the play will be immediately blown dead with forward progress stop.
Wait, I'm going to say something here that I should never have to say.
Paul, go ahead and say it. I know it's going to pain you, but Paul, go ahead and say it.
Paul,
go ahead. Paulie is smart.
Paul, that point actually is pretty damn brilliant of you. That's pretty damn good.
A brilliant guy,
for the first time in your existence, until Reggie Miller comes out of the stands and buries 9 3-pointers tonight in a span of 3 minutes.
Man, it's what I do, man. I make the Chris Russell Show viable, bro.
Viable.
Cut the check. Hail to the W. Let's go, Grizzly Giants.
There you go. There you go. Good luck
go
to your
Knicks, baby.
Good luck to your boys.
Knicks,
appreciate
Knicks,
it.
Knicks, baby. Let's go.
That's fair. I guess every call is subjective, right? But if you say 20 yards down the field at the end of a play is a little bit different than behind the line of scrimmage, not a bad point by Pauly. And maybe that's what some of the dissenters didn't like. We don't know. That's the problem. Until we know more, we don't know. But, again, while everybody's in a rush to eliminate the play, there should have been the competition committee, if they were paying attention, should have said, okay, there's two major components to the play that suck. This is what we have to fix. This is how we have to fix it. This is what we have to enforce. This is what we not have to enforce. As usual, somebody was asleep at the wheel. All right, let's get, Tom in Columbia is ready. Let's get to Tom in Columbia. Tom, trying you for a third time. How are you, pal?
Hey, thanks, Rooster. I got a little hung up there for a little bit.
No problem.
I think I think my guttural take on this thing is that stealing a page from Doc is like a manhood issue that the defense has to solve. But I think you're on the right track with what you're saying. Is I think that there's components of this whole play where there's infrastructure and the rules that can negate part of this play in and of itself. But I think the a larger issue I want to point to is the fact that the tush push was allowed to go on points to how weak DeMarre Smith is with the NFL Players Association, how he's just a rubber stamp. And
well, he's no longer in charge there. He's been gone for a year or so, maybe a little bit more than that.
I thought he's still there.
No, he's gone. I forgot the name of the guy that's in charge. I got to look it up.
Is it Troy Vincent?
No, it's not Troy Vincent. He works for the league. Lloyd somebody or other. I'll get you the exact name after your phone call. But, all right. Go back to me, like, real quickly, the first thing you said about being a manhood issue, and I could absolutely hear Doc saying that, okay? I would fully expect Doc to say that, and you said it, so we'll deal with it. Yes, it's a manhood issue. Yes, ideally you should stop the play or figure out a way to stop the play, getting better leverage, whatever. Yes, I understand that. But if the advantage is so much to the offense, like overwhelmingly to the offense, is it a manhood issue or is it an unfair manhood issue?
Well, I think it's an unfair manhood issue. Just like if go back and look at a 1970s football game, look at the line of scrimmage compared to the line of scrimmage now where NFL tackles practically look like wingbacks.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I think the evolution, so the league has evolved into hugely advantageous to the offense. And, of course, this is one component of that, and that's what the NFL wants. And
just tying what you said, what Paulie said, what have you, I mean, what do they benefit more from? Third and fourth down conversions, which means offense on the field longer, which means more scoring, which means more television ratings, which means more money.
Yep. Yep, that's the formula.
There you go. Thank you, Tom, as always. Appreciate you.
All right, Rooster.
Good to hear from you. I tell you what, Rudy and Glenn Burney, you'll be first up on the other side. Take a quick break, and we approach 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It pained me to agree with Paulie. Not a bad proposal, though. I think that's pretty smart. South of the line of scrimmage, no pushing, shoving, pulling, ripping, whatever. North of the line of scrimmage, i.e. 20 yards down the field, that can be allowed. Maybe that was part of what didn't sit right with the NFL owners. My guess would be what didn't sit right is they got the proposal a day or two ago from the Green Bay Packers to eliminate the push-shove. This should have been the focus all along. That's the problem. It's just like the NFL. We're only going to allow plays to be reviewed if they're called penalties on the field. What happens when they constantly miss face masks against Joe Burrow and the Bengals? Or in the end zone against Sam Darnold and the Vikings? Oh, sorry. We can't replay review. We can't correct an obvious wrong. Again, this league makes no sense. None. Or very little. Let's get to Rudy and Glenn Burney before the top. What's up, Rudy? How are you?
Hey, Chris Russell, acknowledgement on today, my brother.
Finger so in the air. The ones in the air, baby.
Look, you inspired me on today. You gave me the secret sauce. You said that the NFL said you got to have a ping pong table in your place to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going out to get one today.
So you're going to get a ping pong table so that you can be more so that you can be more effective in Rudy and Glenn Burney's life, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
I got you. That'll do it, Rudy. That'll solve all whatever ills you have. That'll solve everything.
Solve all of them.
Yeah.
Look, what's all this stuff going on with the tush push, man? The only tush push I want to be hearing about is when I get home with my woman, with my wife. But they keep they said that they passed it, that it's still going to be in there. But I think in that last game when the Commanders played the Philadelphia Eagles and Louisville kept going over the top, you know, kept trying to jump it. And you see how Hurts was backing up, you know, because he was trying to time him, you know. But that's all it's going to take is for Jalen Hurts to get hurt trying to do that tush-push, and they're going to get rid of it. They're going to stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Mac, I'm sorry about all the blizzards you're going to have to eat coming up, you know, but we praying for you, my brother. Thank you, Chris, for taking my call.
Thank you, Rudy. That was an entertaining call. I'm glad we got you through. He even said sorry for all the glizzies you're going to have to eat, AMAC, although you're cheating by splitting them with White Bryant.
Listen, man.
What happens if the Commanders win 60-7? You're still going to have to eat like 27 glizzies.
Games aren't won before the final whistle. I guess they are. I don't know the right way to put that.
Yeah.
Games aren't won until the ball is snapped and the final whistle is blown. Let's say that.
Okay. Sure. You want to end the hour on that?
Why not?
I mean, I think you're just running from the reality. We'll finish up with the phone calls. We've got four guys on hold. We're probably not going to be able to take any more than that. So, because I got to get to the Nationals. It's unfair to ignore them. But this tuck rule thing, not tuck rule, tush push thing is just so controversial. And I knew. So it just dominates the conversation on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.